out in the next BS-2060, we don't think we will get to 100% because of certain factors which are control. I think at the moment we don't have proper avenues which we need to use in terms of resolving disputes for the children. For instance, if you look at the housing poverty, we have a special case
And it ties up with my colleague Honourable Dukobo's comment about absenteeism declining. There are many, many targets, and let me just find some of them. Declining rate of absenteeism, reduction in the number of pillow cases, no major incidents. But there are a number where you say it will go down, it will get better, it will not get worse. Words to that effect, like declining rate of absenteeism. Equity target improved. What does that mean? Does it improve by 2%? Does it improve by 20%? Does it improve by 200%? Who knows? So in other words, I can't hold you to anything other than an improvement. And if it's improved from you previously had one, I don't know what is the equity target. I don't even know what your equity target, but presumably you want to, let's say, have 90% black employees, and you currently have 89.9. Next year you've got 90, and you say it's improved, and you tick the box. The fact is that this is not acceptable. There are no very few specified targets. So I'm actually amazed, and I really would like the CFO to answer to why has the BPE actually signed this off? Has the AG signed this off? Because quite frankly, Chair, I would like to reject it. I would like to suggest that this committee reject this report, which I certainly do. I reject it. So the question there is actually to the CFO of the BPE. Chair, I want to just understand, I'm referring to the actual report that was sent to us, which is entitled Annual Performance Plan for the fiscal year 2014-16. And an annual performance plan for 3 years doesn't quite make sense, but nevertheless, page 15 of that report refers to the resolution of arbitrations where a child is victim. Can we just get some, I don't quite understand what that is. I mean, I understand state is dealing with issues where there perhaps has been an allegation of a teacher, say, having sexual relations with a child. How does ELRC then get involved, and how does it work? Why don't you explain that a little bit further, please? On page 18 of the report, you refer there to the target. This is with respect to concluding bargaining on identified matters of mutual interest in public education. The target of 8 out of the 11 agreed matters being concluded successfully. It also then reads that you are targeting not to conclude 3 successfully, 3 of the 11 that you anticipate will come your way. What are the implications of not concluding successfully? What are the implications? If you don't conclude successfully, are the implications potentially, for instance, a strike? I don't understand the full implications, and I mean, I'm admitting that. I don't understand the implications. If you could just explain that, please.
in the education system. Labor peace. And you will reach or you will achieve that by, you know, minimizing disputes and succeeding on agreements.
Thank you. Again, chapter 10. When you look at the issue of finances,
Gracias.
whatever does not allow you to intervene in any way, to say, look, party A, party B, in this case, statue and the minister or the DG, and or the minister and the DG, let's sit around the table and talk about this. There is a dispute, even though they haven't declared a dispute, there is a dispute. Can you not be proactive in that? Do you not have a proactive role? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I'll go through that. Chairperson, party, an employee party.